What did Neil Armstrong say when he became the first man to set foot on the moon 40 years ago? We all know what we heard. That's one small step for man, one giant leap forward for mankind. And we all know he should have said a man, which would have made much more sense. He says he thinks he did, and the A got lost in space somehow or other. Well, there's a new analysis of that famous recording, and it sheds a bit of light on it, maybe. Our science correspondent, Palab Ghosh, reports.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Inspirational, and arguably the most famous words in human history. But critics were quick to point out that he should have said one small step for a man. Armstrong himself has always said he thought that that's what he said, but maybe the all-important A got lost in the crackle of space, or perhaps it was his softly spoken Ohio accent. To settle the argument, researchers have listened closely to recordings of the Apollo 11 mission. First, they found that the word A could be transmitted back to Earth. Here's Buzz Aldrin uttering the same phrase.
Neil's statement the other day upon first setting foot on the surface of the moon, this is a small step for a man, but a great leap for mankind, I believe sums up these feelings very nicely.
The researchers also listened to recordings of interviews given by Neil Armstrong to see if it was down to his accent. The answer, in this interview with Patrick Moore in 1972, was no.
It seems that the colour of the surface actually varies according to the angle from which you see it. Is this so? Does it do this?
Yes, it certainly does. It's a characteristic that we observe first while travelling around the moon in orbit.
But the clinching piece of evidence emerged when the research team listened to new digitally enhanced recordings taken from the original mission tapes. John Olson, a forensic linguist working on the project, played me the key section.
It's one small step for man.
And this section here is step for man.
Step for man.
And if we enlarge that, we can see that here we have step, here we have for. There appears to be a gap between the word for and man, but that is not really a gap. That is the end of the word for. And Armstrong, he prolonged that, and I'll just play that for you. You can hear that the energy is with that word all the way through, and then man starts immediately after. So therefore it is perfectly clear that there is absolutely no room for the word in this recording.
But for John Olson and the team, that wasn't the end of the investigation. They analysed Armstrong's speech in minute detail, and according to John Olson, it was clear that Armstrong had intended to say the word A, but it simply didn't come out.
He's doing a thing that we as all speakers do. He was contrasting by pitch. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Now the fact that he was using contrast of pitch means that he was very aware that there was a difference between man and mankind. So he did not intend man as humanity. He meant man as a man.
John Olson believes that those famous first words are better without the A. So does his colleague, Dr. Chris Riley, who says that the rhythm and symmetry of the delivery capture perfectly the mood of one of humanity's most epic moments.
I'm pleased that we've been able to contribute in this way and hopefully draw a line under the whole thing as a celebration of something that Neil and everybody involved in Apollo did, rather than this constant little niggling criticism.
Palab Ghosh reported.
Yeah, looking short, anything.
It's obvious. It's obvious that Neil Armstrong was just an early user of text speak and didn't feel any need to use vowels at all.